here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington. And there's a whole lot of people out here right now. I think the whole conference is here outside here watching you guys. Part of the Emerging Leaders Program. We have Lindsay. What's your last name, Lindsay?
Hartle Road.
Okay, very nice. Eric.
Fedler
and Mr. Blaine Bartholomew. I said it right,
right?
I have a really big problem with that last name. Pronouncing.
You got it figured out.
All right, got it figured out. I practiced all day. So anyway, you guys are all part of the Emerging Leaders Program and just came out of giving presentations and stuff like that.
Yep.
Lindsay, what did you, just real briefly, what did you present on?
So I presented on my strategic project, which was developing an internal mortgage servicing department for our credit union.
All righty. Yep. And Eric, what did you do?
Organizational collaboration.
Okay. And then Blaine?
And I presented on member rewards and then my takeaways from the program
okay.
as well.
Gotcha. So my first question is, why did you guys do this program? Obviously, you're overachievers. We like that. We like that in our industry. But Lindsay, go first. Why did you?
So I was actually selected as the scholarship winner for this program.
Oh, congratulations.
So my boss and my CEO both encouraged me to take this program on and push myself out of my comfort zone, get me to that next level and push myself. And I truly feel like that's exactly what this program did for
me.
Very cool.
That's what we were just talking about.
Yep.
Push yourself out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely. Yep.
Very
Absolutely.
Cool. Eric?
Yeah, very similar to that. Push myself out of my comfort zone and also... it was a different style of leadership course. It's not, here's the tools, it's here's you, we're going to develop your tools.
Okay. And Blaine?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I try to take advantage of these opportunities anytime I get in terms of being a lifelong learner.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got a great recommendation from Shelley Pierce at Fiber Credit Union, mm-hmm. who is an alumni, mm-hmm. and highly recommended the program. So.
Yeah, very cool. So what is, I mean, again, briefly, what's in the program? What do you guys learn in the program, and then what do you get out of it? Lindsay, ladies first again.
What don't we learn in the program?
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot, it's very intense, and it's a lot of modules and tools to help you kind of gauge who you are as a leader. You know, where do you need to go, where do you see yourself going in your career, and how are you going to get there?
Okay.
And it really transforms you in a way that you don't really, I didn't expect at first, I didn't expect it to be so much about me, mm-hmm. But it really does develop yourself as a leader before you start leading a team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Eric?
Yeah, again, it's a lot about us and who we are to start off with, really understanding us and our delivery, mm-hmm. and then really focusing on how we can leverage ourselves and our learnings for the organization to make sure that we're a better, more strategic leader down the road.
Okay, very cool. And Blaine?
I think this coaching skill that both Peter and Tim bring, it's huge. There's a lot of constructive feedback. I felt like pushed us in a very good way to grow personally.
Yeah.
And I haven't had that type of experience in a leadership program before to that level. So very grateful for it and got a lot out of it.
So what do you guys want to do with it? Obviously, do you want to be leaders of the free world, world dominators? Credit union leader, obviously, or where do you want to take it?
I see it helping me get to the next level. Eventually wanting to work up to that senior management level and eventually CEO.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
You know, giving me the tools to, especially at such a young age, to be able to grow and have room to, you know, learn from the people around mm-hmm. me, but also take what I've learned through this program mm-hmm. and excel through it.
Indeed. Eric, what do you want to do with it?
Same thing. You know, it's been nice to hear our senior team talk about the changes they've seen in me through the learning that they wanted me to have. So really striving to continue to develop myself and my style with my team and with the organization to get to that next level, become a senior leader and the go-to leader in many senses for the organization.
And Blaine?
Very similar. I mean, I see a great opportunity for young professionals mm-hmm. in our industry to be more proactive, to grow.
Yeah.
And in a few, you know, short years, 5 to 10 years, I mean, we'll all have opportunities, I think, to be in those executive leadership
no
roles.
No doubt. And the younger, the better. Is that when you get this type of experience, I think the younger, the better.
Yeah.
And then that helps you grow so early in your career, so you're ready for anything later in your career. So good
Absolutely.
Stuff. And speaking of 5 to 10 years, I mean, where do you see this? Where do you see yourselves in 5 years? I mean, obviously, this type of information has some legs, has longevity, some staying power. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Senior management level.
Okay.
Yeah.
A CEO.
For sure. No.
Leader of the free world.
But definitely senior
okay.
management. Yep.
Okay, very cool. Eric?
Yeah, pushing the senior management
yeah.
level.
Yeah.
For me, it's about the continued development to get there mm-hmm. over the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Blaine?
Yeah, similar. I think I hope to find myself in an executive role, mm-hmm. but I don't get so hung up on specific roles. It's more about learning, challenging myself, and enjoying the job along the way.
Good point. You got to love what you do, for sure. Last question here for you, or maybe even just to say, what advice do you have for other folks to get involved in? Because this sells out each year, so you got to get in early to get in here. So what would you tell somebody?
My advice is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to push yourself and get out of your comfort zone. Yeah. And be ready to dive in and invest the time into yourself.
Nice. Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Leverage the alumni. Mm-hmm. Get a hold of somebody who's done it, whether it's at your credit union or somebody else. And really seek to understand the type of learning that's going to be had, mm-hmm. because it's intense, mm-hmm. but it is extremely beneficial.
Yeah, no doubt. Because there were some people in your session that had taken it before, had already gone through it.
Yes. Several.
So
yeah, nice. Several. Yeah.
That was really cool.
Definitely.
Really cool. All right, Blaine.
So I'd say use the concept that we learned in the training in terms of be a tiger. So if you want to get in, put yourself out there, mm-hmm. make it known that you want to get in, and then come in with the mindset of you're going to get out what you put in. And so that, for us, I think was something that really resonated. It's really about what you put into the program, mm-hmm. and that dictates what you get out.
Yeah, nothing's going to be handed to you. You got to go out and get it.
Absolutely.
If you want it, you got to go out and get it. Nobody's going to give it to you. All right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me for a few minutes. Emerging leaders right here, guys. Right. Emerging leaders. Look for them in 5 to 10 years. They're going to be the leaders of the free world. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Lindsay.
Thank
Eric,
you.
Well
thank
done. You. Blaine, thanks, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Perfecto.